www.thebrightside.com.
Tonight, we like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, the true insiders inside Washington and the Beltway, and outside as well. Justin Duckham, just getting back from Buenos Aires. And Justin, for all the people listening who have never been there, I hear nothing but incredible things about the people in the city. What was it like?
It was a wonderful experience. It was very hard to leave. Actually, a very good music scene. I'm sort of a punk rocker. When it turns 5 o'clock and I can take off my tie and whatnot. And there were some great bands and some very good musicians that I met down there. So I had sort of a punk rock tour of the city, and I have to say I appreciated that. But beyond that, you know, it has such a rich culture, such an amazing, vibrant lifestyle there. And it was such a shame to come back to Washington, D.C., but I'm trying to get back into the D.C. swing of things, and I have to admit it has been a little bit difficult.
I bet, because the only thing people are talking about is Syria and how everybody's lining up and getting ready for the senators and the full Senate, the full Congress to come back. What's the latest as far as the buzz of collecting allies for the president and the idea of some kind of a strike against Assad?
Well, the White House, of course, has been flooding Capitol Hill with requests and surrogates and whatnot, trying to rally congressional support. But we did hear today from the White House's National Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes, that the president is going to be using his time at the G20 summit today in Russia to try to rally support from the international community for a strike in Syria. This, of course, is sort of a bold move considering that he is on Russian soil right now, and it likely will not help mend the relations between the two countries to see the president trying to rally support for something that the Russian government So vibrantly opposes while on their ground. But nevertheless, that's something that he's moving forward with. And he is ultimately going to be skipping a meeting in L.A. for the AFL-CIO to return early to Washington, where he is going to try to continue the full court press to get both the Senate and the House to authorize military action, although it seems like a pretty uphill battle right now, considering how many people still have deep remaining questions over whether or not it's wise to move forward with military intervention.
Yeah. Probably people aren't focusing on this because, like I said, so much of the conversation is definitely about Syria. But when everybody's back and it's full again, both chambers, this is a Congress overall that hasn't passed very many laws. And we're talking about a couple of months before the tail end of the year. And as you know, one of the big things that was talked about was immigration reform. Do you think we're really going to see, as somebody who's been in and around Washington and now and covering it, do you think we're really going to see immigration reform?
I don't think we're going to see that anytime soon. I think there's been a concerted effort in the House to try to put this off until the 2014 midterm elections, where a lot of Republicans believe they're going to be in a better bargaining position since they may take control of the Senate or they'll have more members of the House. So I think that's going to be put on the back burner. And I think, unfortunately for the White House, if they do end up getting the Senate and the House to vote for authorizing intervention in Syria, I think it's going to use up quite a bit of their political capital for the rest of the year. So this is going to be hard to get a lot of these members to take a pretty hard vote on immigration reform if they just took one that is, according to polls, in dire opposition to what a lot of their constituents are asking for.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again down the line soon.
Thank you.
All right, and that was a little bit of a take on what's going on in Washington, Syria. Iran coming out and taking a big swing, too, as well, friends, saying the U.S. will suffer if they continue to push for this strike on Syria. They're saying it's the arrogance of the U.S. So, wow, what does that mean? On top of all of that, besides Iran, Russia is now back in the game in the war of words as well, because, we're going through the G20 summit right now at this point. There actually was a photograph where the president and Putin were looking at each other, and they looked like they were having a conversation, almost like two guys leaning in and saying something at a ball game. But if you follow afterwards some of the things that happened, clearly they weren't having really a good time. Obama said just last month that anti-American rhetoric in Russia has obviously increased. Putin says his job, he doesn't care, isn't to please the United States, and Obama's job isn't to please Russia. And then in the middle of all of that, Putin accuses Kerry of lying. You know that a few days ago. In the State Department, he said what they talked about as far as Syria is concerned was preposterous. So it's the relationship has gone from bad to worse, you might say. And it doesn't look like it's getting better anytime soon. And now, you know, now that everybody's in St. Petersburg, Russia, for this summit, you know, is it going to be just a kind of a moot point and they're just going to push their differences aside or what? Because Russia, it's no secret, of course, has been a longtime ally of Syria's. So they're not backing away from that. They're not changing their tune on that. And we're not going to make them change sides because they don't want to change sides. And the issue of chemical weapons certainly has raised the stakes and has increased the tension. You know, we can go back to the spring and we can look at the U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, who accused Assad's government of being behind small scale, but the use of nerve gas, sarins. We've been talking about this for a while, even before that. That was this spring, but we knew there was evidence clearly of that in the past, 18 months. And now you have this August 21st attack outside of Damascus, and now we're certainly poised and sitting in the situation that we're sitting in right now. And it's no surprise, here in America Tonight, when I call for you to send me your thoughts in the mailbag to go to americatonight.net, so much of what you're saying to me is about Syria, and so much of what you in the nooks and crannies and in my little cul-de-sac of a world are saying is that we don't want to see this happen. Nobody wants, in the United States, not very many people want us to jump into this, even though we still think it's inexcusable and it's wrong and everything else in between, the use of the chemical weapons. Still, with the chilling ties with Russia, with some of now the rhetoric that's ratcheted up from Iran, I don't see at all the administration backing off the stance of, okay, we're going to go to war because here's our red line. But will they have the backing of Congress? And that's an interesting thing. And we actually have a few little insights into that that we're going to share with you in this first hour. Also coming up on America Tonight, another version of We Can Count. I always say follow the numbers, and boy, is it really, really about the numbers in all kinds of directions. And then a tropical storm. So many of us are fascinated. I say it wouldn't be a week on America Tonight if we weren't talking about some sort of disaster with Mother Nature. Tropical storm Gabriella, though, fizzled. So far, fingers crossed. I got them crossed if you could see me. So far, it has been a rather calm hurricane season. I hope I didn't just jinx it. Stay with us. I'm jumping over the wall. Jump with me. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come on, John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Play the sea. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And take the play the sea. Got a brand new bag.
All right, before we get into more on Syria and some extra insights off the record from Washington, D.C., got to throw this in quickly because we do nail the score here on America Tonight once a week, Wednesday into Thursday. If you missed it last time around, please join us. You'll clear out the America Tonight prize closet, rather, if you correctly nail the score. And again, that's in our third hour on Wednesday night. The game of the week was the Cowboys and the Giants. That's the Sunday night game. But how about this first game for the NFL season? Denver is orange crushing Baltimore, 42-17 at really the start of the fourth quarter. Peyton Manning has thrown 6 touchdown passes. And he's looked great. He has thrown the deep ball like he used to. So look out. Denver certainly looks like a contender, at least in this first game out of the chute. And a lot of people were talking about, what were they going to do? Von Miller not there, and that was going to be a weak spot. But certainly they made some good moves with Peyton Manning passing the ball all over the place and really finding some of those deep threats. All right, the big threat that the world is still talking about that we started the show off with, and we have been doing that really for the past couple of weeks, is what's going on in Syria after the confirmation, although some are questioning that, of sarin gas being used on over 1,000 people. Truly what hangs in the balance is the president saying, okay, I want to do this right, and I want Congress's stamp of approval, but he might not have the numbers that he thinks that he has in the House. It's not looking good. Joe Biden is the rescue man. He is out there selling and telling everybody that he can to try to collect those votes, and it's not necessarily working. In fact, as someone told me today, if the House were to vote right now, this week, on a resolution to attack Syria, Obama would lose, and he would lose in a very, very big way. If the Senate passes a use of force resolution, they do the same thing next week, which isn't even a definite there, they're saying that the House would beat that. They would defeat it. So that would be a failure for the president. And what does that mean if he seeks Congress's approval, right? But of course he says he doesn't need it, but he wants to be able to do it with them. If he doesn't get it, and then we have 3 months of Tomahawk missiles to the tune of 1.5 million apiece for 3 months, just lobbing over missiles. Let's say that was the strategy. The warships are in place and you got drones, etc. So John Boehner was supposed to collect votes, but apparently it's not working out the way they thought it would. And the majority leader, Eric Cantor, same thing. But the plan is bombing, you might say. That's what the aides are there in D.C. doing. You know, it's always the aides who are out there working the phone, texting, doing whatever they can. And right now, the number, at least the number keeps kind of changing, but the number that I hear, it's between maybe 50, upwards of, if they're lucky, 60 Republicans that would vote with Boehner and Cantor to support the president's plan to stop Syria, to bomb Syria, and to stop Assad from using chemical weapons on the people. So that's less than one-third of the House Republican conference. Wow. That means the vast majority of the 200 House Democrats would have to vote for the president for the resolution to pass. Now, Pelosi, the minority leader, and Steny Hoyer, they say they can round up between 115 or so votes. Or that's what their aides are saying. I shouldn't say they say that. That's what their aides are saying. So what does that mean? That means it's not looking good for this thing to pass. Are you surprised by that? I keep saying this over and over again. There is not a lot of support for this, and we know this. Where you live, this is part of the conversation. This is a little bit of the buzz in the backyard. There are other things going on in your neighborhood, hopefully. Fun things. Baseball games, conversations with neighbors over getting the old school paper when you walk to the end of the driveway. You know, whatever it is. What's happening at the VA hall down the street. What movie you're going to go see on Friday night. But I guarantee somewhere in your conversation, somewhere at some point, Syria comes up. Because what about the possibility of war? And it's not being received well on Main Street. So this is part of it. I think this is part of the reason why. The politicians are concerned about their constituents. The constituents aren't liking this. So right now, it's going nowhere. How about that? I shouldn't say I am not surprised by this. I thought, because the way it was really looking in the beginning, and I guess it's the way it was being sold, is that the support was there. But it's not. And the rebels, who could be, I don't know, what could the rebels be? Muslim Brotherhood, Hezbollah, we don't know. Then that's the problem. So you shove Assad, or you think you're shoving Assad to the side, which might not be the case, and I don't think it would be. So you lob the missiles and you hit targets that are not the chemical weapons, because of course they've already been moved. Assad and the Syrians aren't stupid. They know what's going on in the world and the conversations that are, you know, things that are taking place and what's happening here in the United States. So naturally, what do you think? They're not moving them? Of course they're moving them. So what happens to the people then? Are they somehow protected by Assad? Does it somehow push him away? And you would have to say, and this isn't even being caustic about it, that it's inevitable. Why? So we're caught in a very strange position now at this point. And you have more people who are saying that originally they were thinking of voting for it who are saying they wouldn't. Somebody who spent some time on this show, he's been on with us 3 or 4 times, Congressman Michael Grimm, a Republican from New York, said he supported the president's decision to launch military action in Syria, but now he's changed his mind. He released a statement and he said, you know what, the window for action's passed. And he's gotten the feedback from his constituents. Aha, see, Michael listens. And it's made him rethink what his position was. He said he's deliberated over it, and he's not convinced that a strike on Syria would yield a benefit to the United States that wouldn't greatly outweigh the extreme cost of war. And this is the big quote from Michael, from Congressman Grimm. He says, the same thing we've been saying on America Tonight for how long? Now that the Assad regime has seen our playbook and has given they've given enough time to prepare and for safeguard of the potential targets, I don't feel we have enough to gain as a nation by moving forward with attack on our own, and we don't. And that's the whole thing. We are moving on our own. So he is, by record, from what I understand, the 91st member of the House to express opposition to it, saying that, I'm not doing it. And then you've got the 93 who are skeptical. So we go back to the vote again, and the vote against a use of force is getting closer to the 217 that you would need to defeat it. So now that's why, of course, the president is out there, as he gets information from his own people. He's out there saying he doesn't really need the approval of Congress anyway, and he was hoping it would be that kind of thing, and he'll just slough it off, I'm sure, because I can't imagine he's going to back off of this. So the public doesn't want it. Congress votes against it, but you still move forward. Whew. It's a good thing for him that he's in his second term, because if he's in his first term and we were winding this down, that certainly wouldn't bode well if he was running again to be reelected. Please. All right, I said it's about numbers, and it certainly is. We're going to go to the numbers next. We can count coming up, and including we can count the ways that a champion goes down at the U.S. Open and some other oddities that have numbers attached to it, I think, that you'll find rather funny, including these crazy protests at Walmart that is now in 15 cities. Stay with us.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a, keep looking at me. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. By the way, you want to throw in your 2 cents on Syria? You certainly can. At any time, you can dance. Feel free. We're on the floor. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Overwhelmingly, and I know I've already mentioned this, but the mailbag is loaded with lots of concerns about Syria. So it's interesting, I was telling you about Congressman Michael Grimm, a friend of the show, that he said he had a change of heart, he thought about it, and he gave his reasons why, that were the same things that we are saying, or I'm saying certainly on this show, and some of you are saying the same thing, saying he's listening to his constituents, and that's the thing. The will of the people is not for this, and what do elected people want to do? They want to get elected, but I like Michael Grimm, and I think he's, to me, he did what I say more politicians should do. If they change their mind, they should come out and say why they changed their mind. And he was pretty honest about it and just say it instead of kind of dancing around whatever it is. And he certainly did not do that. All right, it's time for another edition of We Can Count. going to give you an update on the Denver score, Denver-Baltimore. The Broncos lead at 42-27 in front of the home crowd in Denver at Mile High Stadium. It's interesting because the Ravens really could have opened up their season. They're the Super Bowl champs at home. I don't know that the opponent would have been Denver, but here's the thing. Looking at the schedule, the Orioles had a game, and they weren't willing to move that game. So the Ravens were willing to settle for being on the road, and it kind of was maybe costly for the Ravens. There are other reasons why they are losing this game, but isn't that kind of a wild wrinkle? And since we brought up the business of sports, quickly I'll give you another sports number for you. Andy Murray, the Brit, came in the 10th game of his U.S. Open quarterfinals is when he started to really fall apart for 22 points that stretched over 15-minute period, and I was watching part of this. He started to just crumple. A guy named Stan Wawrinka, who is a Swiss player, a young Swiss player, actually good friends with Roger Federer, and sometimes they actually play doubles together. I think Federer is still one of the greatest players of all time. Anyway, Stan Wawrinka beats Andy Murray, who is trying to defend a Grand Slam title for the first time. And this is, what, 2 months removed from his historic Wimbledon win. So he loses anyway, and here's your number part of this. 6-4, 6-3, 6-2 to Wawrinka. Easy to say, in a very surprising result, I would have to say. But that's what the U.S. Open has been like. What do we care about here in the United States? There are no American men left in this thing. Oh, bummer. They're going to have to do something about that, do something about men's tennis in general. How about this? 36th guilty plea. When I say 36th guilty plea, what are you thinking of? We're talking about home foreclosure fraud. There's been a huge investigation, and they've gotten all these guilty pleas. 36 is pretty big. Remember, people, and I was one of them, certainly was upset by what happened with this crazy story, and we've seen this before from the world of real estate, but a real estate investor agreed to plead guilty to fraud. He's the latest in dozens of people to admit that they were rigging bids and home foreclosure auctions in the Bay Area. So guess what? The latest guy's name was Daniel Rosenblatt, and he agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy and mail fraud charges because it's this whole auction thing. You know about these auctions. And this time it just happens to be San Francisco and San Mateo and San Francisco counties. It happened from 2008 to 2011. 2008 was when the disaster happened. Remember the swaps and all of that. So you can imagine how big this was, the mortgage crisis. There was 1 million homes that were foreclosed in 2010, and California had the highest rate of foreclosure. So once again, who's trying to benefit from the misery of others? And, you know, we won't go into that because this is strictly about numbers. But we talked about it for a very long time on America Tonight. Too much time, because so many people that called the show during that time period were experiencing that pain, and especially some of the Californians in places like Stockton, California. And they still are not really completely out of it in Stockton, by the way. This is an alarming thing that's happened. 13 people, they say, may have this deadly brain disease, this fatal brain disease. 5 people in Massachusetts have it. They underwent surgery at a Cape Cod hospital this summer. They might have been exposed to this disease after their surgeries were performed using the same contaminated medical equipment found in a New Hampshire hospital. This may be one of the scariest things I ever saw come across a TV screen when I was out somewhere, and I stopped to look at what it was. The equipment had originally been used to operate on a patient that was suspected of having this Ruschfeldt-Jakob disease. So the now dead patient had neurosurgery at Catholic Medical Center in Manchester, New Hampshire, and the sterilization procedures don't get rid of the disease proteins. They're called prions. So the Department of Health and Human Services is tracing this, and that's how they found that out. So these five recent cases in Cape Cod came one day after the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services announced it's monitoring 8 people for signs of that same brain disease. Boy, that is frightening. This, once again, going into a hospital, having to have something done, the risk. And, of course, they notified them, but it's too late. They're already in the middle of this. And the CDC says no cases of the disease have been linked to the use of contaminated medical equipment since 1976. Because, you know, they're really uptight, and they should be, about how you sterilize equipment that's been used on people. And you know what happens? All of a sudden people have, like, this awful memory loss, and they start to have this cognitive, like, it's like the pistons are firing wrong in your brain, and it's very progressive, and they say it's almost always, I mean, really, it's always fatal. Wow. That hospital's closing because lawsuit, lawsuit, lawsuit. Are you kidding? And when they trace that back and find out what idiot didn't sterilize them correctly or didn't know, or wow, that's a scary story, flat out. It's like worse than MRSA. MRSA was scary. That's even worse. This is very sad. The California Rim Fire, we've been talking about it, Yosemite, it's on the top 5 all-time fires in modern history in California. Now they're saying a hunter, what they think happened is a hunter allowed an illegal fire to escape. The person wasn't identified, but it started on August 17th, 237,000 acres. That's what it enveloped. That's how big the fire was. So the fire is 80% contained, but Yosemite Park, just tens of thousands of acres are destroyed. Luckily, not the popular spots for tourists, like El Capitan Rock, if you've ever been there. That's like the thing you go to see in Yosemite. And, you know, they were speculating all kinds of things, that it was marijuana growers could have started the fire accidentally, that kind of stuff. But they say the hunter, there's no indication that he was involved with any of the people with the marijuana, but that they believe that that's where the fire started because they were tracing it, and, ooh, that's not good. It started with maybe. I mean, they're still investigating it. But an illegal fire escaping. Ooh, that's a unfortunate thing. And it's lucky that, it's very lucky that nobody was killed in this thing. Because then that would change the game, unfortunately, even more. And it didn't happen. So that's... you know, here nor there, but the hunter, they haven't said his name and ultimately what kind of evidence they have and what happens to the hunter because of what's now happened to Yosemite, which I'll emphasize it again, the most popular areas were not hit in this fire because of the diligence of those incredible firefighters. There were so many of them, almost 4,000 at one point trying to contain it. And think of how long I said that it's been going. And finally, 80%. 80%. All right, a big announcement here on America Tonight coming back on the final turn of this hour of the show. Stay with us.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
tonight.net right now. Not only can you email the show by clicking on contact, but you'll see a live webcam of the mascot of America Tonight, Mahalo the Golden Retriever. He was so excited about football that he's got his football, and he was kind of passing it around a little bit earlier, and I'm not kidding you. He looks like either a lion or a teddy bear. Depends on your point of view. I've heard both from many, many people. And so anyway, I think it's just kind of funny that this old football suddenly appeared. And I'm not kidding you. I hadn't seen it in forever. And he's kind of messing around with it, playing around. He thinks he's Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning with 7 touchdown passes, career high. He has never, ever looked better. And they're pretty much wrapping this up. Denver smashing Baltimore 49-27. Since it's the first game in the NFL, I thought I would keep you up to date on that score. So there you go. All right, big news for the show. We're really excited about this, welcoming in another affiliate. If you pay attention to radio these days, boy, it's always good to get another affiliate. And we are so happy with and proud of the affiliates, frankly, that we have here on America Tonight, so many that have been with us for a very long time. And we hope we'll do the same with WRIK, 750 a.m. in Paducah, Kentucky. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Uh-huh. Paducah, Kentucky. You know, I always liked the name Paducah. And I went to school, actually, with some people from Paducah because I went to school at Ohio University, which was, there were a lot of people from that, from Paducah, from other areas in Kentucky. And it's interesting. Paducah actually has quite a little tourist thing going on. A lot of people go through Paducah, and it's a destination place. And, you know, so it's just not a cool name. There's sort of more to Paducah than meets the eye. You know, they have a cool river walk. And one thing, I've actually been there, so I remembered this. They have these neat murals, like these... how do I describe? I mean, they're just neat. They're just like downtown murals, and you can see the history of Paducah on the murals. It's a cool historic town, and it's flood walls that I'm talking about. And the reason the flood walls were there in the first place is there was a terrible flood in the 30s. So some of the murals portray that history. They give you the history that, so they call them the flood wall murals. It's one of the, if you were to Google it or whatever, it's, you would see it. It's one of the things that people go to see when they go to Paducah. And they also have, here's another good little factoid for you. They also have the National Quilt Museum. How about that? The National Quilt Museum. Pretty cool. I always wondered what it would take to do a quilt. I don't know. Nathan, do you have the patience to, like, sew or do a quilt? A lot of guys quilt, actually. He's not answering me, so I don't think he has the patience for it.
Nope.
Could you quilt?
Could I quilt? Oh, my goodness. No.
Can you even sew? Can you even? This is a thing that most men, it's like women changing attire. Come on, guys. So could you even, if you had to get some thread, could you do your pants? You know what I mean? If you had pants that were too long, could you hem them? Could you hem or sew a button on?
Yes, and I have in the past year. It's not the cleanest of clean, but it hasn't fallen off yet.
Well, if it hasn't fallen off yet, then you did an okay job. You're actually one step better than me, so.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm not good. I'm not good at that. I can do it, but I'm not very good at it. I don't know why that is. I'm not good at threading the needle. It's just the something about the thread. I'm not good at it. If I had to do it, I could do it. But it's been a very, very long time since I've had to do it. So
yeah,
there you
getting
go.
Through the eye is just, you gotta be patient with yourself.
You know, that's what it is, and my patience is not good. You do, you have to sit there, and you gotta, it's, you know, your hand is like, oh, your hand is slowly trying to get, I think they have things that you can pull the thread through, but, you know, I'm sure some of the people are cracking up listening to this conversation right now. In fact, Jack Down Under sent this. He says, iron-on hemming tape. That's the way to go, Jack. That's what you should use, just to iron it on. It makes it easier. And by the way, any man who hems, good for you. Because I don't think it's just a woman's work. I think that men should be able to do that. Like I said, I made the comparison. It's the same thing with trying to change a tire. Guys always get mad at women for not even knowing how to change a tire, because what if you get stuck somewhere and you can't throw the donut on or whatever. Now they make these no-flat tires, though, where you can go for a long way if you get a flat, which are very cool. All right, Tropical Storm Gabriella. I was talking about that. It's just the seventh Atlantic tropical cyclone this season, but no hurricanes have formed yet, which is really, really unusual. The weather system that's become Tropical Storm Gabriella overnight just lost strength, and then it becomes, that's when they downgrade and it becomes a tropical depression, and then the winds are 35 miles an hour, and you go to the National Hurricane Center, which of course is in lovely Miami, and they lift the warnings and the watches and all that kind of stuff. So how about that? The one thing that they did say about Gabriella is the wind shear. There was a sudden change in wind speed, or, you know, that's what a wind shear is. And they had that happen in the mountains of Puerto Rico. And that's part of also what disrupted the storm. So as it goes in 2013, you have the seventh storm, and it's we haven't had anything turn into a hurricane, which is great. It's great because, you know what, the hurricane, when you see it far off, you say, oh, those poor people, look at what's happened. And some of you have been through hurricanes. I have been through a hurricane. It is not good, and we've had some big hurricanes in the last 10 years, as you all know, that has really disrupted lives and damaged, killed people and damaged property and, you know, all kinds of things. And so good if it just dissipates. I say that's all good. How about that? A lot of people are talking about these new IRS rules. In fact, every time I turn on the local news, that's all they're talking about. And I was reading my Wall Street Journal today, and they were saying that the IRS rule is now leading restaurants to rethink automatic tips. It's an updated tax rule. So starting in January, they're going to begin classifying the automatic gratuities as service charges. They treat it like regular wages. That means it's subjected to payroll tax withholding instead of tips, which restaurants leave up to the employees to report as income. So that means more paperwork. Here we go again. See, that's that thing with paperwork, just like what we're talking about with healthcare. More paperwork, more costs for the restaurants, and a financial hit for the waiters and waitresses who live on their tips but don't always fully report them, but they're not making a ridiculous amount of money. So I know people that are waiters and waitresses. I mean, people with degrees and people that don't have degrees, but for whatever reason, they either like it or they have kids or whatever the situation, it doesn't matter. But they're going to really, this is going to really screw them up. My cousin is in this situation. She's got two kids and, you know, she has a degree and she wasn't able to get a job with her degree. She had a degree from Temple. So she's going to be thrown into this category now all of a sudden. And they're testing how this works on for some people. You know, they're including automatic tips, and that's going to change a lot of things for people who go out and eat even, too, because then they're going to get furious that they have this automatic tip thing, and it's a mess. Why do we have to add paperwork? Why are we doing that? I mean, it's just stupidity, isn't it? Don't you think? It's infuriating. Ugh! So think about those waiters and waitresses. I feel badly. I do. And the restaurants, they're going to pass it on to you and me. So if you like to go out and eat and that's your special thing, your special day, you might be grilling at home, folks. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.